Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Friday. In this Friday.
Yes.
Why? Because this Friday is made by who? Mm-hmm. The Lord. It isn't that happen. Friday.
And he planned it.
He planned it. You know, come on. Wake up. Friday. It just didn't happen. This day was planned out, made by God. And this day comes with a divine purpose. Mm-hmm. And we must dig into this Friday. Mm-hmm. That's why we're rejoicing right now and we're happy. We're happy to be alive, to carry out what? The plans and purposes of the Lord God. Because he had already had a plan for my life for today. He has a plan for your life for today. You're not here by accident, mm-hmm. you know. Oh, wish it up on the star. No.
We are making life work in this 11th hour.
Yeah.
So we're in the book this morning, Make Life Work, in the chapter Know Where You Are Going. And we are going to talk about strategy number 4 of planning.
Yeah.
We must have a plan. Where do we get the plan from? God.
God.
If it's our plan, it will fail. If it's God's plan, it will reign.
Oh, come on. Where do we get the plan from?
God. So we have to put aside our plan and tune into his plan. Planning is a crucial step in achieving your vision. You may have a vision and know where you are going, but you still have to decide how you will get there.
Yeah. Trust mm-hmm. me, I have a plan to go to some destination, mm-hmm. Dan, and I know that I need to go to this place, mm-hmm. but I don't know how to get there. Mm-hmm. Thank God for GPS.
Yeah, and the GPS then still will give you options.
Yeah.
So you have to pick which route is right for you.
Yeah. Man, mm-hmm. Dan, I got to pull my phone up mm-hmm. and put it in with my GPS, mm-hmm. man. The destination. You see, I put in what? The destination. Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
And you have to know where you are in order to get the route.
You have to know the starting point.
So you have to be honest with your starting point. You try to say that you're more advanced than you are, and you put in a false address into the GPS, you're not going to have an accurate route of how to get there.
You're going to mess up.
You're going to be lost with the GPS.
Yeah. You're going to tell you. Reroute.
So you got to be honest about where you are.
That's right. That's right. Come with somebody.
And honest about where you are going.
To get to your destination. All right.
Planning is putting down step by step a process to achieve your goals. Before the hard work begins, we must know how to get there, which is where planning enters the process. As Solomon put it, it takes wisdom to build a house, and understanding to set it on a firm foundation. It takes knowledge to furnish its rooms with fine furniture and beautiful draperies.
Yes.
Every successful person is a planner, and every planner is
a thinker.
One must think long and hard before starting a work. Every successful vision is accomplished through wise planning.
So when I start to think, I now get the thought, I write that thought down. So thinking produces the thought. So now I write the thought. The thought takes form. Oh, you get that right?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You see, my thought now will take on form.
Mm-hmm.
And the form that it takes on, I now... We're going to talk about that some more time.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to produce what? Some work.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a formless substance that can only become a reality when work applies to it. So here is how you get successful. Mm-hmm. You sort of think, and then the thought comes. And that thought will become, because the thought is a formless substance, that going to become a what? A reality through the process of work.
Yes. Yeah. So God, like the way the Holy Spirit works is a lot of times it'll prompt you with questions.
Yeah.
Okay, you write down the vision, what you want to obtain.
Yeah.
So now the Holy Spirit's going to say to you, how are you going to do it? The devil's also going to say to you, how are you going to do it? So the devil's going to say, how are you going to do it? And then give you 500 reasons why not to do it.
Do it.
The Holy Spirit, we got to be able to discern the voice, is going to say, how are you going to do it? And leave it at that. How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
So then you say, then the challenge comes. Okay. How am I going to do it? So then that's where we got to continue to look it over, go over the thinking, ask God for help.
Yeah, the thinking.
Research.
Okay.
Plan.
Yeah.
And as we're seeing different things in our due diligence, that's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And we go over the planning, the thinking, the reading, the research.
Mm-hmm.
Research means research.
Research. Search again and again. Research.
That's why we talk about research.
From valid, truthful sources.
Yeah. So that's why we...
Which would be the Word of God
and
those who have done it first with integrity and success.
Because Hebrews chapter 12 says, we are surrounded with so great a cloud of what?
Witnesses.
Those who done it. Wait. You watch this, Diane. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us by faith. By faith, Abraham, by faith, Sarah, by faith, Enoch. And all of these guys done it, right? And then you come over now to Hebrews chapter 12. It says, now you're surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. You go out and do it.
And how are you going to do it? Lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Because we say, you remember one of my teaching? I'd say, when truth is opposed by appearance, it's very hard. When what? When truth is now opposed by appearance, the truth of the word, of the word is now opposed by appearance.
But the truth of the word will override the appearance.
Yes.
If you stand on the truth of the word.
Yes.
Because it'll make the appearance change onto you. And once the appearance changes onto you, it'll change onto them.
Ah.
But first it has to change onto you.
Because it's easy to go by appearance and not by the truth of the word. It easy to go by what? Appearance. And not by the truth of the word. Because the devil only come through appearance, my friend. The devil will never come through truth. The devil only bring appearance. And he will bombard my mind with the appearance of the thing. It's going to appear too hard. But the truth is that I am an overcomer. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I am the Lord God that give you the strength to do. You never come with that. He's showing you how difficult this thing got to be.
And when the devil appears, he can disappear. The devil appears, he can also disappear.
And this Friday morning, tell the devil to disappear.
God is omnipresent. He always is. God is not just appearing.
Yeah.
God is. He's omnipresent. He always is. He's in every component of our life. But the devil appears at an opportune time.
Yeah.
So though he could appear, then he could also disappear.
And how we get him disappear? Use the word. Use the word. You're going to know and make your day count. All we got is a word. Because we have proven it. You know, this thing is proven. You remember, as we leave here this Friday morning, you remember David, when David went to Saul and said, hey, I'm going to take the hunger. I'm going to let Goliath disappear.
And Saul said, what?
You can't make that boy disappear. David said, I am going to make Goliath disappear. He says, Goliath had been making us disappear. The whole army of Israel, Goliath have been doing this. And you going to do that? David said yes. And David had a plan. David has a plan. David has the truth. David has the proven system. David knows a system that works. Saul was relying upon armor and spear and all the shield. And he said, okay, David, if you're going to do that, you got to put on this thing here. That's the only way. David tried that just to please him. Then David said, oh, okay, I'm going to take them off. Why did he take them off? Because he says, I have not proven it. You can't work in something that you don't know work. You only can work in things that you know work. And that's why we always give you the word of God. We know it what?
Work.
How do we know it work? Because we have proven it. Simple. You can't tell me no until you try. And you do it because every scripture, every word of God is true, is pure. The Bible says it's profitable, it's good. Yeah, can I talk to somebody this way? Not some word. It says all of them. All scripture. All of them. So do not listen to someone says this scripture don't work no more. This one work now. That's crazy. The Bible says all scripture, all of them work. When you use them, they will what?
Work.
They are what? Timeless. Because God is what? Timeless. All right. Okay, Pastor. Don't preach too hard this morning.
And this whole story is in 1 Samuel chapter 17. So 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting at verse 32, then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth and he a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.
I'll let him disappear.
So you may not have experience fighting a physical bear or a physical lion, but you have experience fighting battles pertaining to you and your assignment. So with every victory comes the confidence to be able to go to the next level, to start decapitating giants. He didn't decapitate the lion. He didn't decapitate the bear. He decapitated the giant, Goliath. So for every battle, God will give you the strategic strategy and your confidence will build from level to level, from glory to glory. God is on your side. When God is for you, who can be against you? And the answer is nobody. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Hello, East Coast, wherever you're at. We're so glad you're at the service and get to spend time with you. Matt already prayed out of that, so I'm not going to pray again. Just start out with a little bit of a story.